Okay, guys, welcome to the first episode, not the first episode, but the second episode of Lunchtime Chat. On this episode, we have the wonderful Katarina, we have
wonderful
Chris, and we have Neil. God, Neil. Okay, guys, tell us what you've been up to.
Not much.
Neil?
Ladies first, Katarina.
Oh, well, sexist. Not a lot.
No games you've been playing?
Nothing but last time. That's pretty much it right now.
Okay, nothing but last time. I've been playing some Borderlands 2. Then it's pretty good. The art style is a huge improvement from the first one. The game, like last episode, I talked about how the sensitivity on the mouse in Borderlands 1 pretty much prevented me from playing it because it made me nauseous and sort of sick. For whatever reason, that's fixed in Borderlands 2. And I'm actually liking the game a lot. I hope I can finish it up in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to take my own sweet time with it. Probably run through it on different character classes. I'm trying to get my YouTube channel, Let's Play with NJ, up. And that's about it. All right, let's get started, Chris. So, go ahead, Neil. All
right, so I've been... Well, no, I finished Darksiders 2. It was a very fun game to play, but no spoiler, not trying to spoil anything. The final boss fight feels like kind of a letdown. And I guess that's it.
That's it?
You have no opinions on it whatsoever?
Well, it was like a letdown. Like, compared to the first game's final boss, it was nowhere near as epic, and the quick time events had so much to be desired. Like, it's pretty much, you just hit O once when the boss is wounded, and then it just shows you a video of death maiming and goring, finishing this guy off.
Sounds kind of anticlimactic.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sounds, I guess, I feel that developers sort of get lazy near the end of the game. Like, they enter it with a zeal, and they put a lot of effort into it, but like, midway or near the end of the game, they just sort of pander out because they just want to get it finished.
That's most of the boss fights in the game, so.
No, that sounds like Mass Effect 3.
Yeah. Alright, so Chris, yesterday during lunch, we were talking about Dead Space 3's multiplayer.
Oh, God.
And why, Katarina, you've played Dead Space, right?
Yep.
You played Dead Space 2?
Yep.
You enjoyed the game, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did, Katarina. How many times did you play through Dead Space 2 single player?
Twice.
You played through it twice. I played through it all four times on easy, normal, hard, and Z-Lock.
That's
Wanna know why I played through it four times, Katarina?
Because it was fun.
Because it was fun. Because when I was playing the game, Katarina, it didn't...
Neil!
What mic is that?
That's Neil's.
Oh my god, Neil. Oh my... We talked about this last episode.
I can hear him typing. Jesus.
What are you doing?
Exactly what you think I'm doing.
He's googling it.
Let's just ignore Neil for the next couple of minutes, right? So Dead Space 2 single player was a product of love and compassion. It was something when you were playing it, you felt the developers care and love and time and effort in the game.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, because it was fun. Katarina, did you play Dead Space 2 multiplayer?
No.
You did not.
I heard too much bad stuff about it.
You're lucky you did not. I played Dead Space 2's multiplayer. You know what it was?
Crap.
It was crap, but it wasn't just crap. It was a product. It was just something they put in there in a desperate attempt to try and draw people into the game.
We can't go wrong with
it. When you're done playing Dead Space 2 single player, right, and you just had a great experience, okay, and you've just been in this massive looming space city, and you fought the Necromorphs, okay, and you've saved Ellie, right, and you're in that spaceship, you feel good, you feel prideful.
Until
you
she
feel
turns.
Wonderful, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
The game's been out a year. If they care about spoilers, screw them. Right, you feel like the game's a thing of compassion. You know it's a thing of compassion. You know the developers like their product, and like what they did with it, and what they're doing with it. Crap, am I recording? Oh, yeah, I'm recording.
I just hear beep, beep, beep. Is that who is that? That beep beep beep.
I don't know.
All right, we'll just move on.
Yeah, let's move on. But when you play Dead Spaces 2, Dead Space 2's multiplayer, right, Chris? You seen the gameplay of that, haven't you?
I was about to until we started the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, the Dead Space 2's multiplayer, it wasn't a product of love like the single player.
Well, if you give me 2 minutes, I can go ahead and watch it.
Go ahead and watch. I'll keep on with my rant. All
right.
Dead Space 2's multiplayer wasn't a product of love and compassion like its single player. It was a product, simply put. It was just something they put in there in an attempt to sell online passes and sort of thwart the used game market. But I'm not going to go into that right now. That's for another episode because I'm sort of lazy. But it was just something you knew they shoehorned in there. It was just something you knew that they didn't really care about. It was something they probably slapped together at the last second because EA demanded it.
Yeah, it was kind of like a half-aborted fetus.
What?
Like a half-aborted fetus.
Yes, like a God, that's awful.
The hell is EA and with online passes? Like, Jesus Christ.
Like, it's all about the money.
If the game was good, it wouldn't have to have an online pass. It would sell enough units to make up for that.
Like, the thing with online passes is what EA tries to claim is that, like, when people sell a used game, okay? But people buy, of course, games new and they didn't sell it used, right, Katarina?
Mm-hmm.
That means that person bought that server space on the game. That means when they bought that game, they bought their server space, they bought the time they'd spent on that server, and they're done with it and decided to sell it to make some of that money back. It's not like they're adding new server spaces there. It's the exact same server space somebody bought and was using. They just decided to give it to somebody else. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So what EA's trying to say is that if somebody sells a used game, it's eating up server space. But how does that eat up server space, Katarina? If I have one server ticket and I give it to you, Katarina, what happens to that server ticket? Does it change?
No.
No, it doesn't. It's the exact same server space I was using before. It's just somebody else is using it. All right. You know, this is sort of getting depressing. Chris, you back yet?
Guess not.
I guess not. All right. Well, I can't really continue this unless Chris is here. I plan to have a little argument with him. Let's see. Crap, what are we going to do now? Chris? Yeah? All
right, I'm back.
No, that's not that. It's the speakers.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, you're back. So you saw the multiplayer, right?
Yeah, I.
Grandma, can you love that?
First impression is what, like, it's crap. Basically, because I mean, they took 2 minutes to explain one side of an entire multiplayer that could have. I mean, think about it. If you took any other actual like bread multiplayer game, and you wanted to explain like a background or something on one particular side, it would definitely not take 2 minutes to thrown together by some producer standing behind his microphone just reading off of a note card, for Pete's sake. I mean, the gameplay looked too overpowered, and it didn't seem exciting, you know?
It's lackluster.
Yeah, it felt like there wasn't a randomness to it. Kind of like when you're playing Dead Space 2, you're walking around, you're thinking, all right, what's going to happen next. But however, when you're playing multiplayer, it's the same way with any multiplayer game. You can almost know what's going to happen. It takes away one of the great aspects of Dead Space, which is, you know, the scare. Now that's gone. It's basically turned into a very crappy multiplayer first person or third person shooter. That's it. That's all it turned into.
And that's exactly why I'm not really excited for Dead Space 3's multiplayer.
What if Chris, Dead Space 3 changes? What if they turn it around?
No, what do you mean, what if they turn it around? Dead Space, as a whole, is survival horror, right? It's uh-huh. not scary, but it's good for tension. It's good for making you a little bit panicky and a little bit afraid of your darkness and the surroundings around you. That's what Dead Space is good for. That's why I enjoy Dead Space. That's why I played through Dead Space 2 4 times and Dead Space 1 twice. Because I like that environment. I like that feel. I like the gameplay. Right? But if I have somebody else in that game, okay, if I have somebody else in that world, that environment, that feel, that, like, not terror, but tension, I feel it's gone. Because I know there's somebody else there. I know there's somebody else in my game with me. I know that I'm probably not in as much danger as I think I am. Because if I don't see the enemy, he's not going to come from behind me and just mess me up.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that. Okay? the guy who's walking with me is going to see the enemy. He's going to mess up the enemy. It's just not the same experience. It's not the same thing. It's just, it's lackluster. It's crappy.
Oh, and that reminds me of something.
Go ahead, Neil.
Okay, one thing about Darksiders 2 is it takes a lot of elements from a lot of different video games. And one of the more interesting things they did in Darksiders 2 was,
Have you played any other games in Darksiders 2 in the last couple of weeks, Neil?
Sounds like...
I played Pokemon White.
Talk about Pokemon White, then. Stop. God, Neil.
What a Darksiders whore.
Yeah.
You know it. That game is legit, but you really want me to talk about Pokemon White,
Yeah, but you don't want to be a whore about it.
It was cynicism.
Okay, well, anyways, there's this one level, I don't know if you're on it or not, Steven, but it's kind of like, what's it called? Resident Evil. You pretty much go to Earth, and they give you this special weapon, and you have to use it to kill zombies.
I don't know, Neil. I'm not exactly liking the sound of this. You're making me less excited to play Darksiders.
Trust me. I know what you're thinking. It actually works. Yeah. It actually works.
Okay. If it works, I don't know. It's not really exciting me, but all right. So, let's get away from Dead Space. Let's try and talk about something interesting. Katarina, I wanted to ask you, but you weren't here last week. Wii U, what are your opinions about it?
It's going to be a gimmicky, oh, look, it has a touchscreen console, and that's basically going to be it.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's going to be like the PS Vita, but with another box.
Yes, all I can tell is that it's a giant Nintendo DS.
I don't know, I really like the PS Vita.
I have a PS Vita, and I have to say, I haven't touched the PS Vita in a while.
Steven, sell me your PS Vita.
Oh, man.
Let's see, what else?
Yeah, I mean, the PS Vita has some stuff going for it, but as Nintendo's track record for putting out great console games is going, it's not very good. Doesn't exactly have the best track record for console games.
Yeah.
Like Nintendo's right now the main games on the Wii U are Bayonetta 2, which is surprising because Nintendo apparently bought the rights to Bayonetta 2.
Oh god.
We didn't know about that last week. Let's see. Pikmin. I've never played Pikmin, but I've heard it's a great game.
It's an old game.
But I'm not that, like, the Wii U's not exciting me like at all. There's nothing on the Wii U that makes me say, "Oh, Steven, go out, get a Wii U."
I'm
spend your money on a Wii U.
But, you know, same thing, Steven. There's nothing that really sticks out that's going to make me go, oh, wow, I have to get that. I want to see what that's going to do. I want to know what that's going to do.
Zach, we are, like, quote, unquote, filthy casual gamers.
Like, no. No, like, hold on, Neil. Have you ever seen the Batman Arkham City Complete Edition for the Wii U?
No.
Have you ever seen any gameplay form for that? When you're watching YouTube videos of them playing Batman Arkham City for the Wii U, they have the Wii U tablet, right? And they have this Batarang you can control with the Wii U tablet. And you know what you do with that Batarang, with that gimmicky little tablet? You move the tablet in the air, your hands wide as hell, shaking the thing around, trying to aim the Batarang.
That's funny. Because as you said that, like, as soon as you were about to say it, like, you know what you do with that? I just had this, like, troll face smile going on. That's just the only thing I could think about.
Yeah, kind of like the 6-axis at the beginning of PS3.
Yeah, where they try to shove the 6-axis in every game they could.
Do any games still actually use that?
Nope.
No.
No game in the last 2-year hit. No, I think Journey used 6-axis.
Most of the games by that game company use the 6-axis. Like Flower, the whole game is used with a 6-axis controller. You use the controller to tilt down and control the wind. Pretty sweet.
I didn't even figure out how to use 6-axis until, like, spring break of this year.
Dang it, Neil.
There's only been one game that I've actually played that I've even slightly used 6-axis in, and that was, like, a 2-minute segment in Army of Two, and I played that a couple years ago. That's just, that's lackluster at best.
Would this be a good time to transition to old games we want to throw out there that not got enough fame?
Oh, yeah. Katarina, old games that didn't get any fame?
Did Rage ever get a lot of marketing?
I think it did.
Did it?
It got a whole lot of marketing.
I never hear anybody talk about it, but it was a great little game.
I never saw any like campaign ads or anything like that out there.
It had.
It depends on what you're watching. If you were watching I don't think they were really pandering to our crowd with Rage. Like if you watch Spike, like A Thousand Ways to Die, it was, they show commercials on there all the time. Like I don't think we were like, you know, we're those weird guys. We're not exactly the people they're trying to pander to with games like Rage and
But Rage was a nice little game. It had a shitty plot, but it was fun.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and grab a few games that I might have that didn't get enough attention. So I'll be right back.
All right. Games...
I can think of one off the top of my head.
Well, like, old school gamers will probably know this by now. Like, people who are older than, I think, 25? I guess they probably know this. But Beneath a Steel Sky, it's a little click point game. It's excellent. It's pretty good. The story is interesting, and it's... I like it. You guys should go and check it out. Like, it's on good old games. And it's like, I think it's free, last I checked. So you can go out there and you can get a game for free. Just sign up and you can download it. And it's good. You guys should download it right now.
Okay, one game that never ever got the recognition deserved was, don't troll me for this, but Digimon World Dusk and Dawn for DS.
All right, there's a lot of portable games that didn't get the like stuff.
It's sad. It was like really good. Like the combat was Fire Emblem meets Pokemon.
All right, I'm back. What did we talk about?
I was telling them about Beneath the Steel Sky, and Neil was talking about Digimon.
It's Dusk and Dawn.
Oh, Digimon. That was crazy stuff back then. That was like the. It was like redefined Pokemon for some reason.
I'm just saying the plot's better than Pokemon.
I guess. It's better. I guess Pokemon did need a new plot. You know, hey, I'm gonna go catch them all.
So he barely catches any.
That's true. He doesn't catch a single. I think during all of the Pokemon of our day, Ash only caught like 12 or 13 Pokemon.
No, total,
like,
he only has, like, 30 Pokemon.
Yeah, he only has, like, 30 Pokemon. Now there's a couple thousand. He's not going to catch anything. he's not the very best. And he hasn't caught anything in a while. He's
entirely too emotional when he does it, too. It takes an entire episode, like, 30 Pokemon.
Just for, yeah, like, he's always got to go through this, like, life lesson just for him to catch the Pokemon.
Like, man, I can catch half the Pokemon, the Pokédex, in the time it takes him to catch one.
All right, Neil, stop bragging. We don't need braggers in this podcast, man.
All right, can I just give out my friend code for Pokemon so people can battle me?
No, Neil, that's at the end of the episode, son.
Okay.
Hey.
Puts our stuff at the end of the episode. Okay, guys. Okay. Last episode.
Okay.
Chris will know what I'm talking about. Chris was here near the end of last episode.
Hey,
I talked about us.
No, hold on. Hey, still need to talk about the game I just found.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, it's basically referring all of those first generation PlayStation games. Remember all those?
Oh.
When it looked like the font for PlayStation 3 looked like Spider-Man?
Yeah,
I still have one of those. And one of the games that I got, it was brand new and it came out. It got a little bit of hype, but because nobody really wanted a PlayStation 3 and it wasn't really the coolest thing at the time, it didn't pick up till like maybe a few months after it came out. The game I'm talking about here is called Fracture. You ever heard of that game?
Okay.
No.
Nope.
Neil, you said you heard of it?
Yeah.
This game is a very unique game based on how the environment landscapes over your abilities to fight. So you have this thing where you can raise the earth and lower the earth and do all sorts of things with the environment to turn in your favor and get to one place to the next. And it was a very unique game that just, I felt like they didn't go on with it. It basically looks like a third person version of like Mass Effect 3 with like environmental changes that you can command. And I just felt
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I liked it a lot and I still have it. And when I bought it, I still have the GameStop sticker on the front of it. It was $20 brand new. That's how much you know it didn't get like good, you know, good stuff when it was like
good marketing. You can always tell when a game doesn't get good marketing.
When it's like $20 and brand new.
Yeah.
And it had multiplayer too, which was crap. It was no every.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I hate it when, like, you know, good games when they don't get the right marketing, and then they just pander out. People don't get interested in them, and they sort of die.
Yeah. It had an unknown publisher too. You know,
Havoc. Oh, one of those small scale publishers that. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it had also a big scale one. LucasArts, they published it too.
LucasArts?
Yeah, they published Fracture.
Huh.
Yeah, so, that's interesting. That's probably the only company that actually got them out there was the LucasArts.
I don't know. All right. So we talked about games that need some tender love and care. Now, let's talk about what I wanted to talk about last week. Chris remembers this quite clearly. And I think I've explained the basics of these ideas to you guys, okay? But now I want to elaborate on them. I want you guys to truly see inside my brains and feel my thoughts. You understand?
I already hate this idea.
wait, Neil. Did you hear it? Did he hear it yet?
Oh, no. Katarina, have you heard my idea?
Probably not.
Wait, Neil, did you watch last week's podcast after of what happened? After you
no,
left?
I did not.
Oh, you should have watched it, yo. You should have watched
it.
So last week, right, after you left, Neil, I pitched this idea to Chris, and he was very receptive of it, which means it's obviously good, right? So, Katarina, you know I've pitched ideas to you before, like us becoming Soul Man. I pitched that idea to him, and he liked it. Or me and you, Katarina, reopening an old style Western brothel in your house, and you weren't receptive to that at all.
No, because it was terrible.
Right, you weren't receptive to that at all. But Chris really liked my idea of us becoming shovel hoes. Oh, no one's laughing. No one's laughing.
I'm laughing really hard right now.
Okay, so what we would do as shovel hoes, of course, is we wear see-through stockings over our faces to protect our identities, right? And then we follow people, mostly small children, around, and then we beat them into consciousness with shovels.
Shovel hoes.
Shovel hoes, yeah. So that's pretty much the basis of our idea. And this throughout this week, I've been thinking, and I said to myself, Steven, what you're thinking about is probably legal. So I went online and I checked, and it is. It's apparently legal to beat people into consciousness with shovels.
Did you Google it?
Yeah, I Googled it. And we'd probably go to jail, all of us collectively, because, of course, you guys would also be part of the shovel hoes. Right? So that had me thinking, how would we survive in jail, guys?
Oh, God.
How would we, as a group, survive in jail? I mean, I'd probably survive.
I thought about this, Steven. You would have to protect us, but
we would
it would take about
alliance.
10 minutes for everybody to realize that Steven was full of shit, and then we'd all be in trouble.
Oh, no.
Yes. I was kind of hoping that Steven could pretend to be raping me and Chris and not actually doing it, so we don't
get
raped.
No. My idea is much better, right?
If your idea is much better, I'm really scared.
Oh, yeah. My idea is great. Right? So what I suggest we do, right?
I'm not going to be a jellyard hoe.
You beat me to it, right?
Did I really?
Yeah.
I did too well.
What, your idea was to sell us out?
Yeah.
How do I get this? I know you too well.
Oh, God. So my idea was, of course, to become a jail yard pimp with you and Chris as my hold. And I would, of course, take a majority of the profits because I am, of course, the protector. I make sure you guys don't get taken advantage of. And you guys bring me money. It's all good.
What money? What good is money in jail?
Well, of course, Neil. I mean the jail yard currency of money. I'm talking about cigarettes and shanks. That's what I'm talking about, right?
We don't smoke.
We don't smoke, Neil.
But in jail, they do smoke. Okay? And the more cigarettes we have, the more monies we have in jails, and the richer we is.
Say it in like retard terms here.
Yeah, yeah.
You say it like they say it in jail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what you guys think about that, Katarina? Any holes in our plans?
Wait. Why is the Katarina jailyard hoe?
Huh?
Yeah, you said Neil. What's she going to be doing?
I don't know.
Girl prison.
Yeah, she's in girl prison.
She's on her own.
She's going to get my money on the girl prison side, son.
You know, them girls. They like it rough.
Yeah.
Katarina, what would you do in girl prison?
Nothing.
Girl prison sounds boring.
There are lots of lesbians there. Like, I wish there would be a mistake, and I just can't sit the girl prison.
You just go next door.
That would be
like,
horrible.
Somehow, there's a mistake. I don't even know how this would work. Like, somehow there's a mistake, and they just take me to the wrong prison, and no one ever corrects me.
Just wear a wig the entire time, and don't let them cuff you too hard.
Like, where do they take transvestites, though? Like how did they decide that?
They have a separate prison for them.
Like, a third separate prison, or, like, two separate prisons, like, for male and female transvestites? Like,
no, they put them in the janitor's closet.
They hide them away from the rest of the guys.
Because the rest of the guys, you know, get a hold of them and, you know... Yeah.
I'm cleaning up my computer hard drive. I've just cleared a couple hundred gigs of stuff from there. Alright.
Well, you might need those later. I know how that feels to delete something and go, oh, I need that.
No, I have a backup. I have a bunch of backup drives.
Jesus.
Yeah, I have like 2 or 3 1 terabyte backup drives. I keep all my stuff on too, just in case. Let's see. We talked about the Wii U. The Tokyo Game Show was going on. Have you guys been following that?
Nope.
No, if we can talk about the Wii U for 1 second.
Oh, go ahead.
I just looked up Bayonetta 2. It's a fucking Wii U exclusive.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
You're upset?
I'm upset.
You're gonna be angry, Katarina?
Not even angry, just upset.
Just upset?
Angry. You ticked.
Alright, what's wrong about it?
It's a Wii U. Apparently, Katarina likes Bayonetta.
It was a good game. If it weren't for the fact that Sega ported the PS3 version and turned it into
a poop. Yeah, I heard about that.
Then the game would have run perfectly. It was crazy and psychotic, and it was just full-on Japanese.
Full-on Japanese?
Full-on Japanese.
That's how you're going to explain it?
Like, at every opportunity.
That's what happens when you give it to Nintendo.
Have I ever told you guys about what happened when I tried to buy God of War 3?
Oh, Neil, tell us what happened when you tried to buy God of War 3. I want to hear about you and your horrible misconveniences. Go ahead.
All right, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me at a GameStop ever. Like, all right. So picture me, 13 years old, braces, like so excited on the release date of God of War 3, about to get God of War 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now,
wasn't this back when you couldn't play M-rated games?
I'm getting to that. Now,
because I remember this back.
I was with his mom in line.
So, yeah. Anyways, my mom and dad were out of town, so I was staying with my grandparents, right? So I brought my PS3 over to their house. So I was all excited about getting it. So I was going to go, like... I was so excited. All my friends were getting it too, and I was walking into GameStop all smiling, grinning ear to ear. And I see some guys, like they're like three guys, like three tall, skinny. I think one they're like Hispanic guys, and no one's wearing a red cap.
Did this end with you and anal leakage, Neil?
No, none of my stories end with anal leakage. But anyways.
I'm sure there's one story that ends with anal leakage.
I mean, I was butthurt, but no.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay, I get it.
So anyways, these three guys were giggling when they saw me walk in. So I walk up to them, kind of like, yes, I had God of War 3 on reserve. And then he's like, oh, yeah, what's your name? I'm like, Neil Jefferson. And, like, he gets the game off the shelf, puts it down. I take out my wallet. I'm putting the money on the counter. He takes my money. I'm about to pick up the game, right? And he snatches it. He's like, before I can sell your child this game. And he's talking to my grandfather now.
Oh no, he gave you this game is rated M.
This game is rated M because, like, It has, it, for strong language, God of War doesn't even have, you know, they say the F word and everything, and like, sexual content, sexual nudity, content. Like, you see women's breastises and you have sex with them. I'm just thinking, like, my, I am just, like, flabbergasted, like, this is not happening, this is not happening, and the guys that were giggling in the back just burst into full-on laughter. And I was just like, no.
I can see you doing that. Just like, no.
Just like, in my head, I just can't move. And my grandfather's face was priceless.
13-year-old
like, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
What did he do? What'd your grandfather
like,
do?
He was just like, nod his head. No, like, I can't. Like, why do you want this garbage? Like, let's get out of here. I'm like,
did you get it?
No.
No, of course he didn't get it.
What?
And then I'm walking out of the store, like, with my tail between my legs, and these guys are laughing at me. Like, this guy at GameStop just totally made a fool of me.
Right. But yeah, have you ever played it yet?
You should have went to Walmart. Walmart doesn't care.
No. Here's the messed up part. This guy was working at GameStop, right? A year later, I was in ninth grade. I went to Best Buy.
He was there.
Yes! He was there. I was like, no, not like, I'm about to shut the game, and out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, no way.
You should have went there and just like punched him square in the nose and said, that's what you get for not giving me that game.
Oh, God.
Like, worst right, thing guys. Ever. I borrowed it from a friend for a few days. Like,
that guy is your mortal enemy. Enemy.
I hope I never see him again, though.
Enemy.
All right, guys. I've been looking through Tokyo GameStop. Not GameStop. Game Show. Good God, Neil. You see what you've done? See what you've done, Neil? You made me mess up my words. And have you guys seen the news about Lost Planet 3?
No.
Oh, Katarina.
Has Final Fantasy Versus 13 been delayed another 1,000 years?
Nah, they haven't said anything. Oh my God, guys. Katarina already knows about this, but you guys may not, because apparently you guys don't devoutly follow fantasy. Don't devoutly follow Final Fantasy like me and her.
We can't talk
about it. Not Final Fantasy, but Kingdom Hearts like me and her. Guess what's getting remade in HD?
Oh, you already told me. You told me
at
lunch.
Kingdom Hearts 1 and...
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah, I can't wait.
Already know.
I can't wait for Kingdom Hearts 1 in HD. That's going to be great. But I'm not happy about that $60 you're going to try and charge me. I shouldn't be paying $60 for a game that's
just
almost as old as I am. Kingdom Hearts 1 came out in what? 2004?
2003?
It is. The Sly Cooper HD collection came out with all 3 Sly Cooper games, and that was $30. So did the Jak and Daxter collection. There is no way I'm going to pay $60 for Kingdom Hearts 1 and Chain of Memories.
I'd pay like 30.
But that's not going to happen.
Maybe even like 35 at the most.
Like, at most I'll put down $30. I mean, I have no problem waiting for a price drop, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that have no problem waiting for a price drop. Maybe it was Kingdom Hearts 2, because I love Kingdom Hearts 2. Kingdom Hearts 2 is a permanent scar in my memory. I will never forget it. Whenever I see like a Kingdom Hearts shirt, I'll be like, oh!
They still make Kingdom Hearts 2 shirts. Like, that's the messed up thing.
Like, I wonder if those kids have ever played Kingdom Hearts 2 when they're wearing that shirt. I wonder if they just see it at, like, Hot Topic, and they pick it up, like, oh.
That looks cool. I'll go buy that. Maybe somebody will notice.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, guys. Who's Katarina, you've been getting into shooters a lot more late. You've been getting into the likes of Borderlands and what was that? Mass Effect?
Mm-hmm.
Dead Space.
I've been playing third-person shooters for a while.
No, but have you started getting into first-person shooters, Katarina?
Not really.
You need to get into the third. Maybe you haven't met the first one. Maybe you haven't just seen a first-person shooter that you've liked.
Rage was a first-person shooter, and I like that.
What?
Rage was a first-person shooter, and that was pretty cool.
So you like campy first-person shooters, like colorful, bright.
I don't need Gloom and Doom 4.
You don't
need Doom 4.
Gloom.
Oh, then Katarina, you'll like this game. It's called NexWiz. It was like $2 or $3 on Steam when I bought it. I think it's like $10 now. It's made in CryEngine 3, so it's pretty gorgeous. It's bright. It's colorful. It's only got a couple levels, but the people who play it are pretty cool, I guess. It's good. Like, it's like Doom Forest. Not Doom, but what is it? Unreal Tournament. Yeah, it's Unreal Tournament-esque, and it's pretty fun. But there's sort of I haven't touched it in a couple weeks, but when I last played it, there were sort of lag issues. But I heard they fixed those up. Like, you guys should check it out. It's only like $10 on Steam.
Yeah, well, I'm poor, so I can't buy things.
Katarina, you should check it out.
Meh.
Meh?
Meh.
About you?
This meh, I hear of.
Meh.
Think about it.
Oh, Katarina, did you hear about the Adventure Time games?
Oh, God.
Here we go.
No. Not iOS. They had, you know those game developer conventions where game devs come together and they spend like 48 or 72 hours just making games?
Mm-hmm.
They had one of those, except it was Adventure Time based. And there are a bunch out there. Hold on, I can send you guys a link. Because if you're like me, you probably love Adventure Time. Okay, here it is.
I like
it says, Pendleton Ward keynotes at Adventure Time Game Jam.
Every time I watch Adventure Time, I feel like I'm on, like LSD or, you know, like I just smoked a big pile of weed or something, you know? Just like, half the time, I just like, wow. What?
Adventure Time, I like Adventure Time because Adventure Time, remember all the cartoons from when we were kids, like, Invader Zim,
uh-huh.
Hey Arnold, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Remember, Adventure Time's like that, except sort of like more campy, more bright, more colorful. Because back then, like, it was sort of doom and glooming, but the characters were interesting. It was fun. There was always like a deep backstory.
I would compare it more to Invader Zim, just because of like the nature of the jokes.
Yeah, I would compare it more to Invader. No, I would probably not to Invader Zim. Probably, I guess I would compare regular show probably closer to Courage the Cowardly Dog, and Adventure Time sort of like a mix between Courage the Cowardly Dog, Invader Zim, and some other shows I can't just quite recall. Why aren't you guys doing anything? Why am I the one pretty much carrying this podcast? Where is it?
Fine. What do you want us to do?
I got nothing to say, dude. I've already
got nothing to say. We can't make this, like, this is supposed to be like 2 hours, son. This is supposed to be 2 hours long. We're not doing anything.
Maybe we should have kept doing off of the other one.
Okay, fine. Let me think of something.
I'm notorious for being quiet.
Well, oh my God, Katarina. You're supposed to be witty. You're supposed to be, like, banter and cool stuff.
You're the
you're not.
Element.
Why don't you two, like, argue or something?
You gotta give me something to work with.
What do you mean I gotta give you something to work with, Katarina? Come on,
you can't just
stuff.
Start firing off one-liners. That doesn't work.
Yeah, it probably can. Just be quiet. Come out of nowhere and be like, yay. I don't know.
No, that's dumb. That's not humor.
You know what, Katarina, whatever. Let's just insult Neil.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Let's not offend each other, and let's move forward with this.
And insult Neil.
No. Hold on. Let's all think about something to talk about first.
Neil's gay.
Neil's an idiot.
I'm sorry, Neil. I tried.
Thanks.
But your rapping sucks.
You never heard me rap.
No, I've heard you rap.
No, you haven't.
He's heard you rap.
You rapped last year at lunch once. It was absolutely horrid. I read it afterward.
It was just bad. Okay, let me see if I can get Ryan to finally come in here. He wanted to do his beats. Let's get in here, Ryan.
You've got a speech to say.
Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
Star Wars: The Old Republic Online still exists.
What do you mean? That one that came out that was BioWare?
Yeah, it still exists. Like, I totally forgot about it.
I bought that, and I played it. I played it for, like, a good month or two, and I just, you know, it didn't run well on my laptop, because obviously I don't have a gaming laptop, but... I mean, I liked it. I mean, it was all right. It felt like World of Warcraft with lightsabers. and that was exactly it. It was go kill this, go get this, go fly here, go to this planet, turn in this.
That's pretty much every MMO out there.
Yeah, that's why.
That was good until like 2000, whenever Cataclysm came out.
No, but that's pretty much what every MMO out there, because that's one of the things I don't like about the gaming industry, is when they see a successful formula, instead of taking that formula and building upon it, improving it, making it better, they'll take that one formula
and they'll put a new
coat of paint on it, okay, and they'll ship it out there. But the thing is, a pile of crap with diamonds in it, it's still a pile of crap.
Wait. Let me tell you this.
So diamonds are still diamonds.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's like saying just because it's Star Wars doesn't mean, and I mean, sure, people will buy it, but because, let's say, the Star Wars is equal to diamonds, MMO is equal to crap. You have diamonds and crap put together. You got Star Wars and an MMO. They just don't mix well.
No, they probably say could it like mix this.
Well, but they went about it the wrong way.
A pile of crap painted to look like money is still a pile of crap.
Yeah, let's say that. Let's choose Neil saying, you know what, Neil? Plus one points for you.
Well, you know what did modify that whole MMO thing? Diablo 3. Because they took it to a different kind of level. They said, you know what was good about Diablo 2? They said single player. This goes off of what you were saying, Steven. Where, with Dead Space almost, except in a whole other region, you can play single player on Diablo 3. But you can open up your own game to the public and have your friends join. You don't even have to, like, I don't have any of my friends join. Sometimes I have my dad joins. We play together. But I do not open up to the public, so I can get the entire single-player experience without anybody having to interrupt me or without them spending any difference making the game worse. In fact, I love Diablo 3, and I still play it. It's a crap ton of fun. And it is definitely not crap with diamonds in it.
That's good to hear. EA supports GamerCon. Have you guys heard about that?
A little bit.
It's apparently a gay gamer convention.
It's a gay gamer convention.
And
EA
supports it. And I have to say...
GamerCon?
Yeah, GamerCon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do they have a separate convention for them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I can sort of understand it.
Wait, because
they're sort of like... oppress and stuff, and I can sort of see the good side of EA supporting them, but again, I can also see the douchey side, that it's probably just EA trying to gain PR points.
Yep,
that's pretty much it.
That was definitely a cop-out move just to, like, appease people who are pissed off about Origin.
Oh, I can think of something.
When Steven was going through my computer, he definitely saw Origin, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, I saw Origin.
Yeah, I had that, because you needed Origin in order to play the Old Republic, that new one that came out.
Yeah.
Their password system, their friend system, their whole buying system is, like, crap compared to... It's like the retarded younger brother of... It feels like the retarded younger brother of Steam.
All right, I'm tweeting that right now. I have to tweet that. Crap.
Was it that good?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Origin, the retarded younger brother of Steam. No, let's not say younger brother. Let's say cousin. The retarded.
Because Steam and Origin aren't even.
Because, like, if it's a younger brother, that means he still has, like, the base genetic info in there to grow up and be something good. But yes, if it's cousin, that means it's a far away, it's a far
cousin
far.
From the side of the family that inbred.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my god. Alright. So where's Ryan?
I don't know. He's not on Skype right now.
What the heck is he doing? Oh, you know what? He said, when I was talking to him...
He said he can't do it because apparently it's meant for a thread he moderates.
Wait, what's happening?
I guess he can't do his speech. Well,
he's moderating right now?
Yeah, apparently he's moderating the thread. But whatever.
What thread?
I don't know. He spends a lot of time on that Brony site.
Yeah, he does, because I think he is a moderator that a lot of people look up to. So, yeah. He's got his own job to do that.
How many different ways can you look at My Little Pony Friendship is Magic?
Several ways. Most of them are terrible.
Yeah. Have any of you guys ever gone on to, like...
Hate. Don't hate.
I've never seen it, and I just am not interested because of how overbearing the fan base is and how creepy it gets seeing grown men buying pink pony dolls from the store.
Okay, now that's creepy.
Okay, Neil. That's... I can't really hate on them for overbearing fan bases because we're into video games and our fan bases can be,
No, but at least you weren't so annoying. An entire board on 4chan hated you so much they made you a new board.
Oh my god.
Man, yeah, this really? Brings me to Homestuck. People really hate that for some reason.
They don't hate it as much as they hate My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Those people love the code so much. That they gave them a new board and just said, go, just go, get out, please.
Have your own moderators, your own admins, and go.
Exactly. They've even, like...
They've started their own society.
There are people who hate them so much, they're just like, here, we made you a separate site just for your porn. Please, just go.
It's like that, it's like, how can I relate this?
It's like a freaking...
No, it's like Canada. It's like Canada. When France was like, you know what, screw it. Just go. This is too much work. Just go.
Or more like how they wanted to get rid of the Puritans in England. Like, you know, just go to America.
get out of here.
And you know, America turned into an ass. It's perfect. America turned into that country. Everybody's like, oh, God, not them.
Oh, that? You're American? Oh, screw you.
And so this new My Little Pony site is going to become the new America.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. May the Lord save us all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Borderlands 2, Katarina. I want to splurge about Borderlands 2 a little bit. I've been playing that. I'm liking it. I'm liking the enemy like, you guys know, if you've played any Borderlands games, there's not a lot of enemy decoration. There's, like, basic enemies, and then they build on those of elemental enemies. There's not a lot of, like...
I haven't played it, but I've definitely seen playthroughs, so I definitely know a lot about the game at this point.
Yeah. It's like, it's not... Like, the enemy decoration is just... It's pretty much the same enemies, except with elemental crap slapped over them. But it's actually pretty interesting, because different enemies, like... Ah, God. Like, different enemies will have different attack patterns, and you have to approach them in different ways for you to be able to take them out. Like, they have these things called spider ants, and then they have spider ants, spider ant workers, spider ant knights, spider ant soldiers, fire spider ant, no, pyro spider ant.
It sounds like they got a little, I don't know, uncreative there. They built something, and they just kind of went off of that, which is understandable. It's just... Maybe it would have been better with a little bit more creativity.
Yeah. Okay. We're going on an hour. I'm ready to pitch more ideas to you guys. You guys want to hear?
I still don't... Where the heck is Ryan? What the heck is he doing?
Like, he said his speech wouldn't work, so apparently he's not coming on.
Wait, his speech wouldn't work?
Yeah, apparently he wanted to do, like, this whole Star Wars tirade. And I was really waiting to listen and probably rip him a new one, but, nah.
Well, what if
I feel like a bad person? Everybody a new one?
Yeah.
What if it was good? What if it was good? What if he had something meaningful to say?
Oh, if it was good. Like, Ryan has this thing about emoting in speeches. And I think in, like, a couple years, once his voice levels out, because his voice seems to still pitch a lot. Once, like, his voice levels out, he'll probably be a good speech. Like, he'll probably be good at speeches. Probably good at getting people to pay attention to this. But until then, like, his
about
voice...
Ryan, he only has one level. Like, he doesn't tone it down. Like, at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of lisp, too.
Yeah.
Never noticed that.
Once
in the way, basically.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you guys heard about Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, listeners, if you guys haven't heard about Wreck-It Ralph, which you probably have if you're listening to a podcast about video games, but if you haven't, we'll talk about it. Wreck-It Ralph is this movie that's coming out where you have the villain of a game, Ralph, getting tired with his life, and so he goes to, like, this villain support group, and he meets other villains, and they have a Bowser cameo in the game, not in the game, but in the movie, and that makes an instant see for me. Because I just love, like video game cameos in movies.
Like they got
a video game movie though. It has all of like the old arcade, old Nintendo style villains. It has all of those in there.
Yeah, it's got Eggman, Bowser, Bison, Zangief.
It's got a bunch of characters from the old arcade games.
The only thing I don't like is how that
they have the ghosts in there. Do you guys see them?
Oh yeah, I saw the ghosts when the went blue. That was funny. The only thing I don't like about Disney right now is that all their movies, all their animated movies, look the same. Think about it.
That is true.
Like didn't Disney buy Pixar?
Yeah, they did.
Ah,
and that's why. Ass. That's why they all look the same because like ooh, Pixar.
That explains a lot.
Like ooh, look, Pixar. We could use it on every single movie.
Yes. Why can't they get back to hand drawn?
Like, no.
Oh, did you guys hear? Did you guys know that before Pixar made Finding Nemo, they made every single member of the Finding Nemo crew learn about fish, take a graduate class in fish anatomy?
Which, I mean, that sounds legit. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't. Especially since, you know, Nemo.
That means down to the janitorial staff.
You're yanking me.
I'm not yanking you. Everyone that was involved with making Finding Nemo in Pixar took a graduate level ocean biology class. Every single fish movement in Finding Nemo is anatomically correct. Good God, I have a problem enunciating.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think it's Neil. I think it's going to be bad Neil. Luck.
You messed me up, Neil.
Oh, darn. Messed Steven up.
Yep, you messed Steven up, man.
At least, at least there's not, like, dozens and dozens of ambient noise in the background.
All right, Katarina. I have an idea I want to pitch to you. You want to hear it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
All right, Katarina. Now, imagine a post-apocalyptic world.
Okay.
Oh, God, this is going to be one of your
desolate wasteland.
Last two people on Earth mating things.
Is it like, Neil,
get your mind out of the gutter. Get your mind
Steven,
out.
If my mind was in the gutter, it would be homeless, and I think yours would too.
Wait, when in this post-apocalyptic world, is it like Fallout or is it like other games?
Oh no, it's not like it's like Fallout, right?
Okay.
Post-apocalyptic Falloutian world. Okay. Is that even? No, that's I don't know if that's
a word.
That's
not even a word.
Yeah, that's not. It's a word now. Okay. And Katarina, okay, me and you in this post-apocalyptic world, how are we gonna survive, Katarina?
See, knew it was coming to this.
How are we gonna survive, Katarina?
I think Steven could survive on himself. Jesus.
What do you mean I could survive? You think I would eat myself in a post-apocalyptic world?
Not on yourself,
oh,
by yourself.
Oh, so you're suggesting eating Katarina then?
Well, no, I wouldn't.
Major jackass in Fallout, so I guess just be a major jackass and kill everybody and steal their stuff.
No, Katarina. No. Here's how we survive in a Fallout-ian world, alright? What we need to do... Okay.
What if I'm there too?
Run around.
Neil, if you were there, you'd already be dead.
Oh my god. You guys are horrible. You won't let me explain my idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, go.
Okay. What me and Katarina will do, okay, is we'll run around and we'll hunt things with sharpened sticks. Of course, there will be guns and things, but.
You'll be using sharpened sticks.
Sharpened sticks.
You guys aren't in the best shape for hunting animals. Like, I think they'd more. Right. I think you get.
Whoa, Neil. Who said anything about hunting animals?
You're hunting people.
We're hunting people.
I'm even against people.
Okay.
Even against people. I'm saying, like, they're bigger and stronger people.
Think about it, Neil. In a Falloutian world, okay, how long would it take before people started starving? About a week and a half.
You're gonna start taking down people with a sharpened stick.
Okay? Me and Katarina have excess body fat on us, okay? Katarina,
aren't 40% of Americans obese now, so
that would just make them easier to hunt, Neil.
Well, dude, but you guys are just no, I can't poke holes in.
Okay,
problem.
Neil, look, Neil, okay? I'm 6'3", 220 pounds, and even though I'm flabby, I still have a decent amount of muscle on my person, okay? If push came to shove, Neil, I could probably hunt down a fat dude.
Why do you say it like that?
If push came to shove, I could probably hunt down a fat guy, right? So the way I'm saying it, okay, is that we'll use Katarina as bait.
This is ridiculous.
We'll use Katarina.
That sounds horrible. Just no, wait, no, wait. Give her like a, like have her out there in her bra and underwear and just lay her on a rock.
That's not attractive.
Get that image out of my head. Oh my god.
I don't
god.
Even think like a wandering mutated freak would want that. No, not even want to eat it. Just look at it and be like,
okay.
There's a dead body over there. Eat a snack on that.
Okay. We'll use Katarina as bait and she'll lure these guys in. Not guys, but whoever wants. Like, she'll lure people
just
in.
Guys.
Yeah, yes! You don't know. You don't know. It could be girls, too. You don't know. Okay? And she'll lure them in with her seductiveness, okay?
So she works
and I'll hide
place.
Behind a bush or a rock.
Seductiveness.
Yeah. And I'll hide behind a book or walk or something, right? And when they come up to try and take advantage of Katarina, I'll jump out with my stick. And I'll beat them into unconsciousness.
No, I have an idea. Keep the shovel. From Shovel Hose.
What? No, we left the Shovel Hose idea a while ago, okay?
No, keep
we're
keep now
the in
shovel.
The Fallout Ian world.
No, pretend.
I'm gonna be sitting on that rock in my bra and underwear, and somebody's gonna snipe me from like 50 yards away.
Yes, because they're gonna shoot you.
Well, going
Katarina,
to be ruined.
Stop saying Katarina in her bra and underwear. I should sleep tonight.
No, Leo, no. No. Okay, Katarina. So apparently you have issue. Okay, what's your issues with this whole idea? Okay.
Who the hell is gonna come after this? Oh my god, no, that's not gonna work, Steven.
You don't know people. Hey, Katarina.
Are you talking about my seductive wiles? That's basically gonna be me sitting on a rock, and the moment I see somebody, I'll be like, dude, come over here.
Yeah, you know what he'll do, Katarina? You know what he'll do? He'll go over there.
There's nothing sexy.
Yeah,
he'll go over there, though.
Else.
He'll be like, okay, what's going on here? And he'll go over there and investigate. And then you know what's going to happen? He's going to get bludgeoned to unconsciousness with a sharpened stick.
Well, see, people are desperate, especially in a post-apocalyptic
world. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to find the body of your dreams laying naked on a rock.
I'm going to get shot.
Yes, because they'll just shoot you.
Or, like, some flying mutant bird is going to come by and take me away.
Okay, that's probably more believable than you get.
Okay, Katarina. Okay,
last
so words apparently.
Gonna be, damn you, Steven. I hope this bird goes back for you.
It won't come back for me, Katarina. Because I'll be gone. I'll use my long, strideful legs to run away.
It's a bird, Steven. You can't outrun the bird.
Hey, Katarina.
Rock, the bird's just going to wait for you.
Katarina. You know what's gonna happen?
You're gonna get eaten.
I'm gonna eat that bird.
I think black people have a thing for killing birds.
Yep. Alright, guys. Alright, so apparently Katarina has a problem with this post-apocalyptic world.
No, I like that. I like that idea.
Okay, so Chris likes it.
I think I would go up there and I just lay myself on a rock and just say, come get me, and then you come up behind and kill them.
No, that won't work because all you'll attract is like the 40-year-old skinny pedophiles. There's nothing on them.
Yeah, man.
There's no meat there.
No meat on them bones.
What about you, okay. Steven? What if you laid out
we're
there?
We're gonna be eating like gristle for weeks.
Nobody's gonna. I'm a giant. Nobody's gonna come after me. He's like, hold on, hold on. This guy's obviously the bait. So who's the guy sitting in the back trying to hunt me? It's probably bigger than this guy. Nope. I'm walking away. Walking away from this situation.
Like, wait, this guy's crying out to be the bait. Like, who's the hunter?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
Twice.
They'll be disappointed when they find out it's me.
Chuck Norris.
All right, guys. So apparently, my whole that idea was bust. Okay. So.
Neil, did you do it?
How about another one, guys?
That would not work for me either. I think it would be the same problem with you, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay, pretty sure of Chris and Katarina's problems. I'm like, hey, guys, come over here. Nothing suspicious at all.
You wouldn't attract
just
anyone,
like, stick
Neil.
Stick your head in the bear trap. Like, look over there at that thing. And then Steven's coming.
Oh, my God, Neil, you're killing the joke. You're this is what you do all the time, Neil.
Exactly, that's the problem. That's the problem here. That's exactly why I couldn't be bait.
You killed the joke, Neil.
Are you doing? My God.
You guys hear that?
Frickin'
yeah, we hear that.
Katarina, was that your mom?
Yes, that was my mom.
What the hell are you doing? A podcast. I love your mom.
Hi, Mrs. Park.
Hey, Miss Park.
She's not in the room.
Oh.
Well, go get her.
Go get her. Go get your mom, Katarina. Let's say hi.
She's on the toilet.
Fine.
Your mom sounds amazing.
They're best friends. Like, if I were to say my mom, my best friend, you guys would ridicule me.
Wait. She's getting her mom. Hold on.
She's getting her mom. Let's.
She'll be in here in a minute.
All right.
I totally got Maciel yesterday.
What'd you say?
Okay, so she was on the phone speaking Spanish to her parents.
Oh, yeah. She told me about you yelling balls while she was.
Oh, yeah. She told me about that, too.
Yeah.
I'm just like yelling, yo, gusta pelotas in the background of our conversation.
And I got Neil earlier today.
Oh, yeah, you scared Neil and he pooped his pants.
That did not happen.
You pooped your pants, Neil.
Why would I poop my pants?
You literally, Neil, defecated in your trousers.
And how do you come to this conclusion?
Because that's what you always do, Neil.
Since when?
Since forever.
I bet it was a very, very large, large piece of crap.
I bet it just rolled down the back of your pant leg.
It reminded me of you, Steven.
I bet that poop just rolled down the back of your pant leg, just hit the floor, and it just stayed there, all nasty looking.
Then you just stepped aside like it wasn't even yours.
Yep. Katarina, is your mom in the room yet?
Not yet.
All right, whatever. Okay, Katarina, I have another idea. Another great. This one's gonna make us money, Katarina, because we're one day we're gonna be big, and one day we're gonna have to monetize this podcast so we can give away stuff, right?
Yep.
So I was thinking, how are we gonna monetize, right? I don't know why my words get messed up. How are we gonna monetize Lunchtime Chat?
With right? Lunchables.
No. That's stupid. That's way dumber than the idea.
I tried. Got something better?
Yep, I got something better.
No, it doesn't.
What we're gonna do, right? Okay, let's let Katarina return. She can't tell this.
Lunchables!
No!
No, OMG, gosh, Chris, no!
No Lunchables. Not in my house.
Fine then. I guess we could do Kool-Aid.
No.
People buy Kool-Aid.
That's so racist, Chris. That's so racist.
What, you think only black people
listen to this? Black people got to sell Kool-Aid on their podcast now?
Are black people the only people that listen to this, apparently?
Probably. I don't know.
Well, it's half black.
Yeah, the podcast is like half black.
Yeah, I guess it is like about half black.
Yeah. No, it's a quarter black. Neil doesn't count.
Forget you. Yes, I do.
Neil, you should have seen that one coming.
My God. Go away. Go away.
What are you talking about, Katarina?
And she's talking like an animal.
You're beating up your cats.
Away.
My dog is just barking at me.
Hey, guys.
What?
Let's talk about Katarina behind your back.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah. Katarina's an idiot.
Katarina's stupid.
Katarina likes the penis.
Katarina's a skag.
A what?
A skag.
What the fuck's a skag?
Google it.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll do one better.
Is he back yet?
I'll bing it.
No.
What is wrong with you?
No.
What are you? What's up with you and Microsoft?
No.
Get
no
off
bing.
Microsoft junk, man.
How do you spell skag?
SKAG.
Katarina.
What the heck was that?
That? That's her. She's back.
Oh.
That's her little pterodactyl squeak.
That he did in my ear today.
Scared the shit out of him.
He literally pooped himself. He told me that.
I did not. And Steven was just talking behind your back.
Guess what?
Oh, wow, Neil, you snitch.
I see what a skag is. It's ugly.
All right, Katarina.
Yes, animals for it.
Katarina, now that you're back, right? I was thinking, and I've been looking at Far Cry a lot, and I have Far Cry 1 and 2, and I have a pre-order on Far Cry 3. And I've been thinking, Katarina.
What?
What would we do if we were trapped on a deserted island, Katarina?
Here we go again.
How would we survive, Katarina?
Eat the sand!
And I had a great idea. A great idea that involved me, you, Chris, and Neil.
Wait. Now, is it going to be like that
you
one
just
movie with
eating us?
No. Why is it every time I have an idea where it's survival, it's always me eating you guys?
Because it always is you eating us.
How so? In one situation in which I've said I would eat you guys in a live or die situation.
Oh, wait.
Well, let you finish, it'll probably be this one.
No. Right.
Wait, is it going to be like that one movie with, what's his face? He's famous. He was in Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
And there was a volleyball?
Yeah, the volleyball.
And he got blood on his
hands,
so he made a base. What was it?
Castaway.
Yeah, it's going to be like Castaway.
Oh. Yeah, it's going to be like Castaway. And much like Tom Hanks in Castaway, we're going to have to build a raft. But the thing is, right, on this island, there's no trees. It's pretty much just sand, right?
Out of bodies?
Yes.
Oh, like in Tales of the Black Freighter.
No. What?
I am not going to be a plank.
No, haven't you ever seen Watchmen Tales of the Black Freighter?
Oh, you're not going to be a plank. You guys...
I got what you want. Go away.
Look, okay. Well, good God, Katarina's background on
this. Get your cats out of here.
Steven.
What?
Have you read or seen Tales of the Black Freighter?
No, I haven't.
Okay, like, have you read The Ancient Mariner?
No.
Okay, well, basically, Tales of the Black Freighter is about this ship captain back in the 1700s. And his crew gets destroyed by this, like, ghostly pirate ship called the Black Freighter. And he and his crew get stranded, washed up on his desert island. He's the only one that survives. And he pretty much has to build a raft. It uses the bodies of his crew, because dead bodies float, and ties it with some wood. And then, he has to sail back. And as he sails back, he starts going crazy. He has to drink salt water, and he gets attacked by sharks, because the sharks eat the dead bodies.
Yeah, he's floating on top of dead bodies.
All right, I am not. I am absolutely not going to end up being a dead body plank.
Whoa, who said anything about you being a dead body plank?
I don't know.
Nobody. Steven was thinking it, though.
Oh, okay. Look, okay. We're on this island, right? We have no food, no water, no shelter. So, what are we going to make our tools out of? Your bones.
So you're going to kill me still?
No, I'm not.
That's pretty much what you said, Steven. I think you know that
if we're
all on a desert island, you're going to try and kill us or maim us somehow.
Oh, you're getting maimed. You're not dying now.
Are you just going to, like, take off our arms and make it into a small, like, one-person raft?
No. What I'm going to do, right, because obviously we're going to get stuck on this desert island and I'm going to have a knife.
Why are you going to have a knife?
Oh, you see, Neil, I'm going to have the knife because I have the knife. Stop questioning things, Neil.
Why not? Like, I would have my emergency magnet if that's how we're doing it.
No. Okay, this is my story. I have the knife.
If you're going to bring a knife, I'm going to bring a TV and my PlayStation.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
No! I'm ruining it.
I'll bring my Wi-Fi.
Thanks.
Oh, my God.
I could bring this game we were talking about earlier. I could bring Fracture if you want.
No.
We'll test that out.
Okay. The only thing we have on this island, fine. If I can't bring him a knife, I just take a rock and I make it sharp.
You're about to say stick, and then you realize there's no trees on the island.
Yeah, there's no trees on the island. Okay, so I take
a
sharp rock.
A rock, Steven.
Shut up. Rocks.
Yeah, I take a sharp rock, right? And I take another rock, and I make the rock even sharper. And then what I do is I take this sharp rock, and I slice open your arm and pull out your bones.
Oh, my God.
there are at least 17 reasons why that wouldn't work.
I'd rather drown myself first.
No, I'm going to tie you down. Don't think you're just going to be able to run away.
Oh, no, I'm going to run away.
You're not going to be able to run away.
Right, if you tie me down, I'm just going to roll myself into
I
the
think
water.
We've proven on multiple occasions that I can outrun you if need be.
You can't outrun me, but you don't have more stamina than me, Neil.
Yes, I do.
Maybe slow, but I'm persistent.
You just need to run into the water and drown himself.
I might even be able to overpower you now.
No, you won't, Neil.
Maybe, like, unless you just like give me the whole,
Neil, how much
whole
do you
200
weigh?
Whatever pounds.
How much do you weigh, Neil?
162 pounds.
Okay, Neil, I have more than 70 pounds on you. No, you won't.
I would just run really fast. Like, I wouldn't be able to hide. Like, I would try and dig a hole.
No, Neil, you'd fail. You would fail, and I would catch you, and I would slice open your arm and take out your bones and use them for tools.
How are you so certain that I would fail?
Katarina, is your mom back?
She told me to go away.
Oh, she told you to go away?
In her words, fuck off.
Oh, wow.
Wow, all right, your mom is really mean.
Yeah.
Your mom sounds like you. Except older.
Yeah, an old you. Yeah, if you've actually seen her mom looks like an old her. Just.
Go away. Oh my god, go away.
Hey, Katarina.
Is that a skag?
No.
Who are you talking to?
Talk
to her little sister.
Ooh, she can be on the podcast.
No, she can't.
Why not?
Oh, oh.
She's annoying and she's 10 years old.
Sounds creepy. Oh.
I heard that.
Can you shut it up? It sounds creepy.
Yeah, ma'am.
It scared me.
What do you say?
Hi, Katarina's little sister.
What do you say?
Man, this podcast is getting weird, man. It's getting boring. It's trailing off. We're supposed to talk about video games, and we did that. Now, what are we getting on?
Fracture, what?
We can talk about comic books. I have a good one in mind.
All right, go ahead, Neil.
Okay, so a couple of days ago, I finished reading Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Nope.
What do you mean nope?
Nope, you can't talk about this anymore.
Why?
You said comic book. That's enough.
That's all you could say.
All I get to say is the title?
Yep.
I can't even give him, like, a review?
Nope.
Why?
Because.
Does he want to put his mom in on this? Go away.
Can
you
just...
No.
Why?
Because I said so.
Did that work?
No.
So what? You just let me tell the title, and let me end it there. Like, you guys have anything better to talk about.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Put my sword down and go away.
Okay, so who's gonna pick up Assassin's Creed 3?
I'll probably borrow it from
Please, put it down.
Oh, is that what we do now, Neil?
Katarina, are you
solve
okay
each
up
other's
there?
Games?
Yeah, that's what me and my friend Jason do. Like, I let him borrow a game, he lets me borrow a game, so we only have to pay half price for a game, really.
No, Neil. No. No, you're mooching off your friend. Stop being a mooch, Neil.
We mooch off each other. That's like symbiosis.
No, you're just mooching.
That's symbiosis. We let each other borrow each other's games. That's symbiosis.
No, you're just being a plain old mooch.
Steven, you mooch off of people all the time.
No, I don't. Name one instance where I've mooched.
You steal
my cookies. You stole my cookies like every day last year.
You eat my Cheez-Its.
You give me your Cheez-Its.
Because you forced me to.
I don't force you to do anything.
Yes, you
take
do.
My water.
Neil, I only take your water to save your water from you.
What?
See? Like, you drained Zach of his self-esteem and, like, added it to your own. That's kind of mooching.
Yeah, that is kind of moochy.
Like, let's parasitize
him. No, Katarina. Katarina, did that drain Zach of his self-esteem?
I don't know. I guess we'll see tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see tomorrow. We're going to the movies with Zach.
Oh, I forgot about that. Like, why did you not remind me?
It's 3:30. We're reminding you right now, idiot.
Text me tomorrow, just in case I forget again.
If you forget again, you're not coming. It's that simple.
Don't be a dick, Steven.
Okay. Okay, I'll let you know. It's 3:30. That's when we got to be there so we can, watch those trailers and stuff.
What are we seeing?
A horror movie, and we're just going to dick around in it.
Oh, so they're going to be those guys talking in the movie theater, those teenagers.
Yep. Going to leave our phones on and text each other.
Like, just have him on full
blast. Oh, yeah, yeah. Katarina. Find a long, annoying ringtone for your text messages.
I'm just going to get the Wheatley ringtone for my text messages. I have that on my phone. I'm just going to put that as it.
Yep, we're just going to text each other during the movie.
I feel so left out.
Yep. You're going to be left out. All right, guys.
I have the Reaper horn.
What's that?
The sound that the Reapers make from Mass Effect.
Oh. Oh. That's nice. I should pop.
It's basically just a really loud horn. And it's annoying.
It is pretty annoying. Sure.
I can also set it to this.
Wait, hang on a second.
I already like that one a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Let's just make it Pokemon.
There we go.
I like the sudden change. I'm just imagining like two Pokemon fighting, and out of nowhere, Tactical Nuke has been called in.
Let's see what we got here.
Okay, guys, we're not saying this just a little podcast. It's the ringtone.
Can you pick me up, please? If you're there, would you
please? Neil, you have to send that to me.
Just picking me up. Look down. Where are
I'll think about
Which
it.
Which one?
What are you doing? You're just having a little 5 minutes to yourself? Fair enough. You've had a rough time.
Oh, the Wheatley one?
For who knows how long. You've got the massive brain damage. And you have a little rest.
Neil, you have to send that to me. Please, I need that.
Hey, Katarina's little sister. You suck.
She left. I heard the door close.
She's being stupid, so I kicked her out.
Let's see. What else is there? We talked about Borderlands. We talked about Dead Space 2 and how that was pissing me off. Let's talk about some free-to-play games.
Some free-to-play?
Free-to-play,
yeah. I've been checking out Ghost Recon Online. I don't know. It's sort of iffy. It seems like something you'd play when you're really bored. It's slow paced, but I don't know. God, guys, come on. Let's try and make this interesting for the listeners.
Don't worry, that's not me.
Katarina, Neil, stop it. It's you, Neil. Neil, I have no problem with muting you. You know that.
Near my phone right now. I'm looking at their pickering. We're all out of Kool-Aid, we're all out of Grape Drink. Like, I'm not funny like I'm thirsty.
Yet you have water.
No, I am not.
We're all out of Kool-Aid.
I bet Neil is making a really dumb face at the fridge right now and getting his water. He's probably got that, shut up, guys.
Oh, yeah. And then he points his finger at you and his mouth opens.
He does this, like, little puckered face when he's upset.
Yeah. He does.
And he's making that face right now as he's getting his water. And he's trying to think up a lot of sick burns for us, but we're all just going to laugh at him because we're already laughing.
Probably just gonna say your mom.
Oh no, we're all out of Kool-Aid. We're all out of grape soda. What are we gonna do? Oh wait, we have this giant jug of water.
Whoa, Katarina, guess what just got announced?
What?
Now? Is this like breaking news?
Sly Cooper thieves in time. You heard that podcast? We made history.
Wait, what happened?
Steven, that game's been announced for a couple months.
Oh.
In fact, the release date has been
The release date, Katarina. Release date is February 5th. 2013.
Cool.
Yeah, so we made history.
Sucker Punch isn't making it, so I'm kind of skeptical.
I didn't know that.
Speaking of Sucker Punch,
Sucker Punch sold the game to some. I don't think they sold it, but they gave the
rights.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad we can't have an Infamous 3.
I still haven't played Infamous 3.
My God, Katarina.
I've had the game since Christmas. I haven't even downloaded all the updates.
Oh my god.
God, Katarina. I was the same way with Uncharted 3. If I at least had the decency to give it a good home.
What'd you do with it?
GameStop. So they gave me $14 for it.
Yeah, that's why you don't give games
back to GameStop. $14 for what?
I said, Uncharted 3.
They gave you four. What?
Yeah, because GameStop rips you off.
That is the worst?
No, you should have took it to Best Buy. Best Buy's used game trade-ins. I think, like, you would have gotten at least good 20, 25 from it.
This was before that. They had.
Oh, this was before Best Buy.
Before
Best Buy started doing that trade-in thing.
Yeah. God. All right, guys. Starting to run on. I want this to be a little bit longer, so let's keep on talking.
I'm going to go buy a new game soon. I'm running out of new games to have.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think the last game that I just got was probably Tribes. Like
Tribes?
Yeah.
What do you want, Smokey?
What is all these distractions? Get them out of here.
What are you trying to tell me?
He's telling you to get back to what you're doing.
Yeah, Neil, stop being an idiot.
I'm pretty sure that is not what he's trying to tell me.
That's so what he's telling you.
Is it a dog?
Yes, it's a dog.
Then he has to pee.
He's outside.
He's gonna piss on you when you open the door.
Let me back in, bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
He's an outside dog. Maybe he wants in. I don't understand why he doesn't get this.
What? Maybe he wants in.
No.
Damn dog in, Neil.
Let the dog in, Neil.
Give it a good home, Neil.
Neil, it deserves.
It has a good home. Like he can hunt like all the stuff he wants in my backyard.
It's your backyard.
Your backyard, Neil. That's a great home for a dog.
Yes, exactly. Dogs love backyards.
No, they don't. They like
it's their natural habitat.
No, it's not.
The backyard.
Is there at least water out there so he can live?
Yes, there's water out there.
But it's not.
Oh, let me get. I bet I know where the water comes from. I bet it's rainwater, isn't it, Neil?
No.
I bet you put a bowl out there. And it only gets refilled when it rains, doesn't it?
No, it's from a hose.
Why don't you let him in? It's nighttime.
Well, I only like to let him in when it rains. Because otherwise he gets into stuff.
What does that mean?
Smack his nose.
Like, I do, but it's like he's like a masochist or something.
No, Neil.
Like, I don't know. Goes and does it again.
Neil, the reason your dog will be all uppity, right? It's because you don't put it in its place. The next time he does something stupid, smack him.
Put
as
your
hard
dog
as you
in
can.
Hell, play.
No, here's what he does. Like I got, like he'll be doing something outside. Like he'll scratch the glass. Like hate it when he does that. I go outside and like he runs. Like I try and get him, and then like all right, I get him. I go back inside. He does it again. So I have to go open the door, unlock it because my dad has like three different latches on the door.
Jesus, what is that dog a werewolf?
God. No.
To break into your house and try and eat you at night?
No, my dad's just like really security conscious because he's a police officer.
Yeah, I forgot your families are cops. How was that? Oh, guys, I know what you guys should do on Monday. We should go up to Neil's uncle, Mr. Jefferson, and we should just tell lies on Neil.
Didn't you try that once and it didn't work?
Yeah.
You should tell him that his rapping's good.
Oh yeah.
You that was the worst thing you've ever said to me, Chris.
Yeah, that was the absolute. I don't know what I was thinking when I said that.
Yeah.
I said some good things, and that was definitely not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just staring at my.
You're getting crap, Chris. You're getting crap. Well, cause you gotta step your game up.
You guys running out of good things to say here. I'm running out of good ideas. Steve, yeah. Throw something at me.
Throw something at you.
Yeah, I know you got a whole list of these things.
Oh, ideas. Okay. Let's see. Hey, give me a second or two. Okay. So I'm watching some Assassin's Creed 3 gameplay right now, right? And I decided I want to. I decided, guys.
You.
What?
Yeah, you.
Saying something.
You.
I'll get to it later.
You get out of here.
Okay, guys. I've been watching some Assassin's Creed 3 gameplay, right?
Whose laptop is that? I keep hearing a burn.
Oh, sorry, that's my speakers. Like,
yeah, because I'm looking at my computer all like worried. Like, I feel like I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm trying to uninstall DivX Player, but it just won't freaking uninstall. But whatever. I've been looking at Assassin's Creed 3, and we've been in colonial time era, and in our A-plus classes, and I've been thinking, guys, I've been thinking really hard, and what if we became grave robbers?
Well, where did that come from as far as colonial times?
Okay, fine, fine, okay? Fine, let's not become grave robbers then, Neil, okay? How about in colonial times, right? What if we became sailors?
We'd probably get, like, plague and die.
Yeah, we'd
all get scurvy.
No, we'd be rich. That's what we'd be.
We'd be billionaires.
What is rich back then? Like, $100?
Wait, what side would we be on? Would we be on the, or would we be pirates? We're gonna be pirates?
Yeah, we're gonna be pirates.
I could be a pirate.
Oh, you see.
I mean, I already pirated all my music, so I guess that's, like...
We have it on record. Neil has pirated all of his music. Let's say, let's cut that out and give it to his uncle.
Yeah, there we go.
Neil pirated on record.
He has LimeWire on his computer. You think he's gonna get me for that?
So your uncle, who is a cop, has broken the law. Okay.
Yeah.
We have that on record too.
Yeah, we got all your stuffs on record, Neil. Okay, guys. Katarina, what I was trying to do is I was trying to convince them, right, to become pirates. You know, sail the seven seas and whatnot and gain our riches the hard way, you know.
We're going to get lost in the middle of the ocean and die from starvation.
No.
That sounds about right.
On our very first voyage, too.
No, what's going to happen, right, is we're going to use Neil's natural-born maritime star charting skills, okay?
My what?
Your natural-born maritime star charting skills.
You're a sailor.
You're a sailor, Neil. You were born a sailor.
Now I want to be a pirate for Halloween.
No,
I'm going to be a pirate.
Okay. And what we'll do, right, is we'll follow ships around, right? We'll start off poor, so we won't have massive ships. So we're pretty much just going to be rowing.
You want to take down a like Royal Navy ship with a rowboat?
Yeah,
they're gonna see us coming like miles away.
Like they're gonna stop and we're gonna crash into them and sink.
They're gonna be, "Oi, sir, look, what is that on the horizon? I don't know. What is that?" And he gets his monocle out and just, "It looks to be a rowboat. What in blazes is that rowboat? Oh, who is that? Who is that very tall black man? Why is he holding a pirate sign? What is he doing with that pirate flag? I don't know, sir. Here, shoot him.
Four people in it. The little
trying to pop our boat with a bobby pin? I believe he's trying to pop our boat.
They'll take us out with like one cannon. Like, boom, we're dead. They don't even have to use a cannon.
They can just shoot a hole in the bottom of our boat and we'll sink.
Oh my god. The four of us on that itty bitty boat rowing to sneak up on this gigantic ship. I just don't see it happening. But if we did take it over, then we'd be living large. If we took that ship over, Even just the number of cannons we have would be enough to take. Even if it was just an average ship, and it had like an average number of cannons, that would be just enough to take down like anything at that point. All you need is one good hole. So I mean, really, maybe we can get one of those mini cannons and put it on the front of our little rowboat.
And we can use our knowledge in modern technology to make it go faster.
And to make it go right into the spot that we need it to go. Who is that whispering?
Skag is whispering.
Skag, shut up!
Did she call you Katie?
Yeah, she did.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. Katie.
The Skag.
The fuck let Batman in here?
I could do a pretty good Batman, I just want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it.
I'm Batman. What the heck is this? What's going on? Steven, did your mic break?
What the deuce is going on here?
You know what? I probably bet that he was deleting that, like, sound software he said he was doing earlier, and then boom, it went out.
I'm on the phone. Keep it going.
Okay. Let's just talk about Steven behind his back.
Nice joke. Alright, Steven. I got nothing on Steven. He's just a really tall black man.
Let's see, Katarina, do you have anything?
Steven's a butt.
Well, we all know that, but
he is definitely a butt.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm on the phone for a couple minutes and you guys just started.
You leave us alone for 5 minutes.
Well, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Steve, you did the same thing to Katarina.
What? No, he didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we did. You're a dirty liar, Chris.
No, we didn't.
You tell dirty lies.
We did called you an apple, too. Katarina.
Neil, we did the same thing to you.
We did.
When you left last time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be right back.
Okay, she's gone now. Let's talk about her again.
She's a skag. Now that
a skag. Guys.
I think
guys.
She's gone.
Guys. On Monday when we see Katarina, we should all take out cups of milk and pour it on her head.
And call her a skag.
Yeah, Neil came up with the idea of starting to call her skag. Yeah.
Neil, get out of here. Your kind ain't welcome.
My kind? What is my kind?
Your kind is your kind, Neil. You know your kind.
My kind is one of a kind.
You slammed the... I just imagine her just like slam the door right on her face. Just bam. You back, Katarina?
I got food.
Did your sister get in the way?
God, yeah. Special.
Yeah, I heard you slam the door right on her. It sounded painful.
Shake it, make it, booty, quake it!
I'm a little confused by what's going on.
Hey, you! Get off here! Get out of here!
Katarina, you are right. Come on, man. Show common courtesy, Katarina. Alright, guys. We have fun with this. We're an hour and 30 minutes in.
Are we really?
Yeah.
I feel like...
You guys keep going, or you guys want to sort of wrap it up?
No, I can keep going. I'll stop whenever you stop.
Katarina, you ready to keep going?
I kind of want to be a pirate.
Let's get out of that. We talked about being pirates. Right? We talked about shovel hoes again. What else? We talked about me using your bones as tools.
Yeah, that felt pretty bad. I felt pretty bad about that.
Yeah.
We still haven't talked about that comic book.
No.
Give it a chance.
No.
No.
Yes?
No.
No.
Why not?
Neil, because this is a video game podcast, not a comic book podcast. If you want a comic book podcast, go start your own. Are you finally back, Katarina?
Have you really been talking about video games that much?
Yeah, half the time.
Yeah, apparently.
So, Katarina, are you back?
You back, Katarina? I like how we're all just waiting on Katarina to return. you hear that, listeners? You gotta wait for her to get back. Until then, do something. Go make a sandwich.
Wait.
Grab an ice cream cone.
Wait.
You back, Katarina?
Katarina, you back?
You back?
Are you back?
You back?
What?
You don't think I will, but I will.
What?
I think
take the food out your mouth hole.
Her sister.
Give me a
pizza. No.
I can't. She's out there.
What, did you share nothing with me? Get out.
Yes, I do.
No, you didn't.
Slap her, Katarina. Slap her.
Yes.
Beat her down.
Yes.
There, you got a piece.
Put her in her place.
Yes.
Victory!
Go the hell away.
I got a pillow here, I have
go away!
Oh my god.
I just want to listen to this.
My freaking god. Go.
Help, I'm being captured by a woman I don't know. Somebody help me.
What? What? Go. What was that?
Go.
Murder her in her sleep, Katarina.
Go!
Katarina.
That's awful. That's why I don't like for you guys to talk about my niece.
Neil.
Neil. Go.
We never said anything about your niece, Neil.
Last week you did. You're like, Neil, go get some duct tape or something.
Oh, no. We just told her to dock her up. This one needs to die.
No.
This one is just mental annoying.
No.
Are you beating her up?
You beating her up?
What is going on? What is going on?
You can't upshake this awesomeness.
Is that a girl?
Yes, that's a girl.
Yeah, it's Katarina's sister.
It sounds like a adolescent boy.
Hey, don't you judge me!
Hey, you get off of here!
Get out of here!
Excuse me? Somebody talking to me? You talking to me?
Get out of here!
Wait, guys, calm down. I got this. Will you please leave your big sister
Neil,
alone?
Neil, don't give in!
Don't give in!
Don't give in, Neil. Now she's gonna stay because you showed weakness.
I didn't show weakness. That's politeness.
Show weakness, Neil.
You're weak!
So weak, Neil.
Now she's gonna leave me with the pillow again.
I'll show you weakness when I go upside your head.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? Just threatening people's kids like that.
I'm gonna hit you.
I think she's being so far.
Ooh, sucker time. See you later, suckers!
What?
Katarina?
It's dinner time, you hear me? Dinner time!
Go outside. Walk out, room, go.
Beat her into unconscious.
Katarina, are you back? Are you back?
I'm back, Katarina.
She's gone.
Yeah, she's gone. Let's keep on going. Okay, guys, I want this to be around, 2 hours, but I don't want it to be too long.
How long has it been?
Hour 37 minutes.
No.
And half of that was just pretty much us being dicks, not talking about video games. Before we go, I want to...
Did you hear that?
No.
Katarina, you back?
Yeah.
Is she gone for good this time?
I guess.
Please don't leave us alone with her.
Yeah.
Because we can't run away. We can't do
anything. We can't run away.
It's torture. We're stuck here with her.
Her voice sounds like a little boy.
Yes, I know. I was like, are you sure that's a girl?
My mom is young.
All right, Katarina. Let's get on to important stuff. I want to wrap this up soon. Let's find one final topic that we want to talk about video games, right? Right, and what do you guys want to talk about? Go ahead, Neil. Video games.
Okay, butts. How about the Dragon Ball Z Budokai?
Let's talk about butts.
Butts.
Let's
talk about butts.
That's all I have
to
say.
Let's talk about butts in video games.
Butts in video games?
Yeah, butts in video. I wonder why they don't have real butt physics in video games.
They do.
It's boob physics. The next step is butt physics.
No, they already have butt physics. You ever see that girl in Gears of War 3? Wow. She's got a...
No. Have you ever played Street Fighter Chun-Li? Oh, my
God.
Booty physics.
Booty physics.
I think that's what the PlayStation 4 is going to introduce.
New booty physics.
Well, guys, that was video game talk. I guess it's time to wrap this up. You guys ready?
Hang on.
Alright.
No, not you. Beat it.
Thank God she's gone again. So, you have no idea. We are locked into this call with her on the other end.
Oh my God, go!
You, no, because you can tell her to leave the room. We can't do anything about it.
We gotta listen to her little ramblings and crap.
Steven, I want, you know what? Screw it. I'm just gonna look at the twatter, and I'm gonna find it there, the video.
The twatter?
Yeah, I call Twitter twatter now.
That's gay as hell.
Sounds a lot like twat.
Yeah, that's exactly why I say it.
Oh my god.
Seriously, Katarina? I think it's time to end this.
Yeah, it's time to end this.
This is our ending song.
On that note, yes. Alright, I'll see you guys tomorrow or something.
Alright, bye, Neil. Bye. Alright, guys. Neil missed his chance to push his stuff. Katarina, you got stuff you want to push?
I'm still here.
Huh?
We
need to end on that song. Let's end on that song. Come on, let's hurry up.
Yeah, wait, Katarina, wait.
Should I plug my Tumblr or something?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Plug your stuff.
Okay, it's argilist@tumblr.com. argilist@tumblr.com.
Awesome. Can I go now?
Yeah, push your stuff, not your rapping.
Okay, fine. It's unspokenwordsmith@tumblr.com. UN spoken wordsmith. No spit. Well, wait. Underscore between word and spit.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. You can follow me, the host of Lunchtime Chat, personally at NJKing25. You can find my YouTube channel, The NJKing25, on YouTube. I'm working another YouTube channel called Let's Play with NJs. Let's Play with NJ, where I plan to post YouTube videos. You can follow the podcast in general at Lunchtime Chat. You can check out our Twitter page. It's optimized to be viewed in 1980x1080p. Sorry if that's inconvenient for you, but that's the screen size I use. So fuck you guys.
And as always, I don't have anything because I'm Batman.
You're Batman.
Batman.
All right.
Wait, play the music and cue us out.
Play the music, Katarina. Bye, guys.